Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 4. It says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.' But he answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Folks, don't miss this. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the battle against Satan. Jesus willingly obeyed the Spirit's leading. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Now, the reason is, this is so that Jesus could willingly defeat him for us. He alone is able to defeat Satan. Folks, Satan is greater than you. He's more powerful than you. And you need to, in order to defeat him, submit yourself to God, resist him, and he'll flee. We'll deal more with that next week and some more challenges that are coming up. But for right now, what I want you to see is that Jesus was led of the Spirit to defeat Satan in this battle. And ultimately, at the cross, he finally defeated him. But I want you to see that he will do it again daily for us as we deflect Satan's attacks on us. Jesus gives us, as we're going to go through this passage, ways that we can see how we can have victory over Satan and his attacks on us. But Jesus went himself to do that. So when we have daily attacks from Satan on us, temptations, we will have victory, but not as we defeat Satan, but as we allow the Christ within us, who has given us the victory, or will give us the victory, because he's already defeated him. When we allow Jesus to take control, that's how we get victory over Satan on the daily attacks of temptation in our lives. Listen, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, in the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." In other words, Lord, you control whether or not I'm led or Satan's even allowed to tempt me. All right? And so, Lord, please don't allow him to tempt me, but if you choose to, give me victory over the evil one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, listen to what it says. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation he'll also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it." So as Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil, sometimes God will allow Satan to tempt us for God's purposes. God always has a greater purpose in mind when things happen. He says, first, don't think that whatever temptation you're going through, no one else has been through. It's very common to man. And he will not allow you to be tempted with more than you're able to bear. And with it, he'll provide a way to escape. So I want you to see the Scripture teaches that you need to learn to be looking for God and his power for victory in the temptation. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, the Scripture says, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Who's in us, who believe, children of God and the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ? God himself is within us. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, lives within us. And greater is he who's in you than he who is in the world. Greater is he who's in you than he who is in Satan. That's why in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17, the Scripture goes on and says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Did you catch what Jesus did here in the temptation in the wilderness? Satan comes to him and wants him to just go ahead and turn stones into bread so he can eat. He said, "It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." In other words, Jesus responded with the word of God to Satan and said, "Look, I'm going to be listening to God, not you. Bread isn't everything I need. I need to be obedient to the Father, and that's more important." Folks, Jesus has defeated the enemy. He lives within us. He controls how much we're tempted, and he wants us in the temptation to allow him to give us victory as we yield on him and his armor. I hope to share some more with you on Monday from Matthew. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.